Hi, everybody. Welcome to High Octane Real Estate with Pam Orzan. Today, the theme is, or our rock title is, Wind of Change. And I'm here with Jennifer Rosen. Jennifer Rosen has a company called Mind Your Nest. And it sounds all nice and sweet. But the truth is, she's really helping people. And that's our theme, change, right? So if they're moving, they're elderly, they're moving, maybe downsizing, or she helps everybody, bookkeeping, bills, organizing their bills, changing their utilities, anything like that can be a little bit confusing, especially for older people or people maybe with dementia or things like that, where she's probably a really big help. So hi, Jennifer. Tell us a little bit about Mind Your Nest. We've had some gin here today, so we'll see if she can get it all out.
Hi, Pam.
Hi.
So Mind Your Nest can mean a lot of different things, but to me it means mind your house, mind your day-to-day money matters, and anything else that might fall into that realm. I've always really loved the older population. I think they're really sweet, they're really authentic, and I don't know, I just have a soft space in my heart for them. So Mind Your Nest came out of what I thought was a need for older adults, specifically new widows or widowers, who really weren't the primary bill payer or day-to-day money matters organizer. Correct.
Their husband passes away.
Right.
Typically, women live longer than men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they don't know how to deal with any of it.
And they're so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
They don't know where the bodies are buried. They have no idea.
And their kids can't take it on. A lot of times, they don't even live here.
That's exactly right. And sometimes, truth be told, they don't want to take it on. They really don't, which is unfortunate.
It is unfortunate.
So I like to come in and help these people that are going through probably one of the hardest transitions of their life not feel so overwhelmed.
And that is a huge deal. It's like one of those things when you have a bill looming and you pay it, there's that comfort to it that it's just, and then they don't have to really do it.
They really
don't.
So
it's nice they can give her the trust that their shit's being taken care of,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to really think about it. And you help other people too. There's people that might be too busy.
Yep. People in transition, people going through something personal in their life that they're just not capable.
Even things like chemo. I remember I had a friend.
Right.
She was going through chemo. She was a real estate agent. I helped her with her continuing education. She just had a hard time focusing.
That's exactly right. And also people that maybe aren't in recovery yet, people that are going away to really take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And
bills still come in.
That's exactly right. And that's one of the things that they feel so overwhelmed by, because they're feeling overwhelmed by what's happening to them, and they don't want to feel more overwhelmed that there's a bill or bills that are coming in.
Right.
And people calling and calling, wondering
exactly
when they're going to get paid.
Exactly. And I've done a few closings even in some of these assisted living facilities, because what happens is you've got a family, then their kids are grown, then they go off to college, then they have their own children, and they're in this house. And even if they've downsized at one point, they're still maybe in a house they just can't handle anymore.
Right.
And they move themselves into an assisted living facility. I end up selling their home a lot of times.
Yep.
And we do the closings there so they can sign. And they need that comfort. Assisted living, leaving their home, is a big deal, right? So now they're moving into a little apartment. And some are very
nice.
Or
some are one room. When you think about it, you're seeing people that are living in, I don't know, let's say between 1,000 and, I don't know, 10,000 square feet?
Correct.
How many rooms are there? And now the task is whittling everything down to maybe 700 square
feet. One little room, exactly. Right, a little kitchenette or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's a big deal. And
yep,
you want them to be comfortable, and you want to make sure that everything gets organized and not lost in the move, right?
Yep.
Jennifer is a really great person to organize that for them. And again, even things like she was telling me earlier about, they need their Comcast set up.
Mm-hmm.
They can't figure out how to work Netflix.
Right.
That kind of thing. Changing FPL, water bills, even if
that's
they're not
exactly
in assisted living. Maybe they moved to a Century Village condo,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
They had a huge house. It's time for a little baby condo.
Yep.
And they don't want to deal with it, even if they can. They don't want to, right?
And I think that the expectation, especially now in today's robust technological society, we were talking about that too, that older adults, their mental acuity isn't getting sharper as they get older. And the robustness of technology is getting more and more robust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's unfair to ask older adults to keep up. They want to play words with friends. They want to play whatever game on their phone.
They're not in the business world where when you're working, you're forced to learn all of these things. Hey, I'm a Gen X person, where We had no cell phones. We had no laptops. We didn't have any of these things. But through the years, because I was in my 20s in the 90s, and that's when all the tech started. So my generation has gradually grown with it because I'm in the working world, but they are not.
Right. Oh, yeah. And especially everybody, probably three people in the world, don't use Amazon.
Correct.
And Amazon, unfortunately, there are a lot of spams that come out. And
right.
Most people that are somewhat computer savvy sometimes find it hard to distinguish between a real and a spam email. So you think about the older adults that are getting inundated with these spam emails, and they just click on it. They don't question.
Give me your credit card number, and we're going to send you this, and it'll only be $5.95. And I'll be honest, my mom, who's quite definitely not an elderly person and mentally, she is having a hard time with it even at times. And she'll call my brother or I and be like, what is this? Is this real? I'm like, you never pay. You never just pay online if they're emailing you. You always verify who they are before you do things like that. And a lot of these emails, too, these email addresses, they're so easily spoofed.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I mean, years ago, even I was fooled. I thought I was buying a Kate Spade handbag on the Kate Spade website, and turned out it was not. And I never got this bag, but they charged my credit card pretty fast. But I was able to take care of that, obviously, but the elderly can't.
Right.
And there's a lot of things like that, that it's a big deal to make that move. And that's where, from my perspective, we try to make the closing as smooth as possible. Mm-hmm. But then you forget, they sell their home, they sell their car, they sell these things. And then you forget about all the other little things that they still need to take care of.
Yep.
When they're moving in, and they have their bills still come in and any accounting that they have to do. There still may be a business in the background that they don't run anymore, but they have a part of that. Right. There's paperwork for taxes, things like that.
Yep. And I think one of the things that we overlook when somebody's going through a change like that is the emotional side to it.
Right.
So when you're downsizing because of a death or because it's time for you to go into a more structured environment, people need time to process that. And that a lot of times that emotion and the overwhelmingness really takes a toll on a person. So whatever you could do to try to ease that burden and that pain that they're going through.
And just say it's done.
That's right.
Done. Don't worry about it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I've seen it a lot of times, but I'm also curious, because this is high octane real estate, so we're talking about some of the crazy shit as well. I'm also curious, have you had any like crazy silly things happen, or people that are like such a mess? You're like, oh my God, where they hand you maybe a box of a bunch of pieces of paper or issue boxes.
Sometimes really big shoe boxes, sometimes a bunch of shoe boxes. Sometimes it's a combination. It's one of those really nice file cabinets with little receipts or bills from God knows when that are just poking out, and you're like, okay, I guess it's time that we get on the floor and dump the papers
Let's
out.
Just dump it all out.
That's
and take
right.
a look at it.
That's
right?
Exactly right. Divide and conquer.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because everybody's idea of filing is completely different.
Yeah. And I find probably, I notice too, like when I ask people, they're getting a mortgage or something, and they have to start with tax returns and bank statements and stuff. And they're, I don't know, let me find it. Everything takes forever. Right. Not everybody is quite as organized as they should be.
A lot of times people either, number one, they do have the really nice letter opener and they unfold and they make sure everything is ironed really pretty in their file folder. And other times people just say, you know what?
Throwing it in there.
Fuck it. Or they say, I don't know what the hell this is. It's going in the shredder.
Yeah, that too. My mom's a thrower-awayer. I have to tell you, my mother throws things away. I'm like, oh my God. Mm-hmm. I wonder. There's been times, actually, years ago, I picked up a prescription for her, and I threw her credit card, in the bag with the prescription and gave it to her, and she just didn't even look in the bag, threw it away. And I can imagine people do that all the time.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
you're like trying to recover and figure out what the hell they did with it, order them a new card.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's especially hard when people don't remember where their shit is.
Yeah.
And then you're like, okay, we're going to go in a little scavenger hunt here. I put on my Telly Savalas
Look
mindset.
At Coach Jack here.
Yeah, and I get my lollipop and get to work.
I could just picture Jennifer with a lollipop walking around somebody's house.
Right, exactly.
Like, where do I find this fucking receipt?
The one thing that I will say, since you mentioned prescriptions, is a lot of older people take a lot of drugs.
Yeah.
A lot of younger people do, too, especially people that are having some issues. I would recommend that you take the receipt, the prescription receipt, off of the bag, unfold it, put it in a file somewhere.
Yeah.
So you know what's going on.
Exactly. Yeah. And or if somebody else needs to know what's going on, because
right.
you can't speak for yourself.
Exactly right.
Yeah. That's yeah. what happens too a lot of times, right, people? I noticed it too with one of the closing. It was really, the granted, usually in situations like this, there's a kid that will take responsibility and have power of attorney and be able to sign and do these things. But every once in a while, you get this person who signing is difficult and everything has to be explained to them because they can't see to read anything anymore. And those are the kind of things Jennifer can help with, where
right.
she can read things for somebody can't see and say, don't just sign something.
Let's make sure we
Let's
give
make
it
sure,
a once
right.
over.
Exactly.
And I will say that you do find sometimes that the people that are having trouble reading are also having trouble processing.
Right.
So tempering your voice and how quickly you speak is really important. I think that if, for some people, if you don't have the love in your heart for older people or have that part of you that truly wants to help, it's hard.
It's hard for somebody like me. People who know me know I don't do well with that. I'm not a patient person. I'm not, granted, I say this all the time, do not sign anything you have not read.
Right.
I will read it to you, but I do not want you signing things you don't understand.
That's exactly right.
But I am one of those people where I cannot wait for you for 3 days for
right.
you to decide that you need to find somebody to help you understand or ask like 100 questions. And I'm one of those people. I'm guilty of it. And
yep.
I have a rough time. I'm a fast mover. Boom, boom.
Yeah. Oh, I get that. Listen, that's how I was raised. It's like bada bing, bada boom.
Time sensitive, baby.
Yeah. And I do. And I. That's why I think that it's really important if whoever is going through this transition, hopefully they have a caring either child, somebody in their life that has been with them for a long time that they've already established that with, that can really help guide them through, and especially bringing on somebody new like me who's going to continue to help guide them through is really helpful.
Sadly, down here, we don't have, you come in contact with a lot of people where the kids, they come, they help for a week, and then they go back up north, right? And they don't want to know from it, and they don't want to be helpful, and you find a lot of these things
yeah.
happen here.
Yeah, it is sad. The older population are sometimes looked at and dealt with as in a very disrespectful, discarded manner. And I just love when I see them. I love seeing the cute couples. They're all dressed up. They always have their Sunday best on with their lipstick. And I don't know, I always learn something from them.
I think those are the ones I like the best, the ones that don't do anything and are like, I'm old now, I can't do anything. That's where I lose patience. You go out to like Johnny Brown's or something and you see this guy's 80 years old or 85 years old and he's rocking out to
that's
Rod
right.
Stewart or whatever it mm-hmm. is that's playing there. Those are the kind of people I like. But
yep.
I'm not one of those tolerant people, and that's why Jennifer comes in handy. If I'm your realtor, don't get me wrong, I'm nice. I'll help you get through it.
Right.
You're not signing anything you don't understand. I will tell you that 500 times, but I will make Jennifer help you understand.
That's right.
So Jennifer's the person to call. All right, so tell us a little bit. So Jennifer's from Chicago, if you can't tell by her accent, because the minute I met her, I knew that, because I'm from Cleveland and I hear that Midwestern accent right away. So what brought you to Florida?
I moved to Florida, to the great state of Florida. I love it here.
The greatest state.
The best state.
Mm-hmm.
The Sunshine
by far.
State.
The Sunshine State.
I love it. So I moved here a little over 2 years ago. I have a daughter who's a junior at University of Florida in Gainesville. I also have a 23-year-old son who moved here about a year and a half ago, and he lives with me in the City by the Sea in Delray Beach.
And, City by the Sea, baby.
It's
all
best.
American.
Oh, my God. I
we love it here.
I love it, and I love it. I wasn't a Florida girl growing up and never thought I'd be a Florida girl until I decided to be a Florida girl.
Yeah, when you live here all the time, how do you not?
I just love it. I am so grateful. Every day, even on a stormy, hot.
I don't like stormy.
Humid.
I like hot, humid. Totally fine with me. But I
yeah.
want to be outside partying. I want to
yeah.
be at the beach. I want to be
know.
At the pool.
I know.
To be
sometimes I just love sitting in my backyard. My backyard is a par three. And I love my little flowers and try not to get killed by a golf ball that
might
too. Come my way.
Yeah, for sure. Right.
Yeah. No, but it's the best, and I've met the best people.
Yeah,
since
I met her
here.
Actually in the Delray Chamber. You all know I love the Delray Chamber. Jennifer was at one of our events, and we just clicked, her and Mark and I. We went, and you guys met Mark. He's the Zelta Home Watch guy. And we went for sushi, and we had a very fun evening.
Lots of giggles, a lot of drugs, that was rock and roll.
Always, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yep. So now we party around Delray. What's your favorite place in Delray?
Oh, my gosh, there are so many places. But I will have to say, I do like going back to the same place regularly. Good food, good ambiance. Kind of the office. I don't know.
That's so funny. You're the first person that says they like the office food. I like the office atmosphere. I do not eat there.
That was the first place that I went when I first moved here.
Oh, so and it has a little place in your heart, maybe?
Yeah, it totally does.
I had a like $20 hamburger that isn't like Park Tavern. Go to the Park Tavern for a hamburger.
But to me, it wasn't really on the right side of the street where I wanted to embrace the whole vibe. Sunday nights on Delray Beach are the same thing as Saturday nights on Delray Beach.
Always.
Or Monday at, I don't know, 3 o'clock.
Yeah, they're partying there now. What time is
all
it?
All the time.
It's Tuesday at 4 o'clock.
That's right.
Exactly. We were actually supposed to record this podcast about 2 hours ago, but we were so busy sitting here drinking gin and jabbing.
You know how that
is. Yeah, we were just having fun here.
Shooting
shit. That's a good name for a podcast, Gin and Jab.
I love it. Gin and Jab.
I just had to chime in.
Okay. Know. But as you all know, because we were just talking about this as well, no jabs, if we're referring to the other jab. No jabs. But gin and jabbing. Probably other things.
Today was my first time trying gin. So first for everything.
Yeah. So I think also, Janine, you never drink gin either.
I don't, because I've never really been properly introduced. I did not know it was a flower derivative.
I don't think she appreciated my flower derivative drink. But did you like it at all, Jennifer? No, it's
I
not
did.
For you.
You know
she's
what?
A vodka drinker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tequila too. Yeah. Straight. One drink maximum kind of a girl. Although I have been overserved with one and a half. I will not name names or who did that to me. Obviously I did that to myself by continuing to sip. But I like the gin. It was pretty. It was pink.
It's pretty. My gin is pink. I like Glendalough. Yeah. So Glendalough's a place in Ireland. Everybody knows it's my favorite place.
Yeah.
It's a monastery. There's like a town. It's a monastery there.
Very.
It's a delicious gin. It's my favorite. So we were partying on a little bit of gin here today.
Shooting the shit.
I thought it was fantastic, just for the record. I drank almost all of it.
Did you?
Yes.
Okay. I mixed it with club soda.
It was great.
So they weren't drinking straight gin for the first time, because some people are like, oh, my God, a little Snoop gin juice, maybe.
Right.
We should have done juice.
Oh, my God, I feel like we should have had that song playing. But
yeah, we probably should have done the gin and juice, right?
Yeah,
that's a good one.
We did have some good music, though, I will have to say. And I did...
We were playing Wind of Change.
And I did put in a few splashes of my grape olipop.
Oh, that probably made it even better, right?
It was, yeah. It, like, added another
it's
dimension to it.
It's good with, like, a flavored LaCroix, too.
Oh,
but
I could see that. All right, that'll be for the next
citrus.
Time.
Citrus.
Yeah. Like it'll elevate the flavor.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I think it's like a good whatever, but I had to finish it off a little bit with just some gin on the rocks.
I got it. A little gin on the rocks with some gin on the rocks.
With some gin in the rocks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, why not?
I know, we'll do a little gin and juice, but we did Wind of Change. If you guys follow me on Facebook or High Octane Real Estate Podcast on Instagram, I posted a fun little video of Janine getting ready for our Wind of Change by Scorpions. It's a good song. All those Gen Xers, we like Scorpions.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so Headbanger Housing, is it time?
I think it is.
Okay. Oh, she's playing the gin and juice. Time for Headbanger Housing with some gin and juice.
All right. I had to do it.
It was good, though. It was good. It was good timing. All right, so going along with our theme of change, maybe gin and juice. Okay, with the way the world is changing, how would you prepare for a zombie apocalypse?
Okay, this is pretty simple.
Okay.
My midday squares. Cookie dough flavor is
like
my
favorite. She's been bringing some midday squares.
Oh,
I'm like, what
gosh,
the fuck are these things?
I just
They're actually
love
quite
it.
Delicious. They're like little protein things.
They come in four different flavors. Cookie dough is their newest flavor. I highly recommend it. But don't buy them all, because then there won't be enough for me.
I like the cookie dough. That's the one I tried.
Of course.
Yeah, that was good.
Of course. Yeah, I should have started with the peanut butter.
No, I'm not a peanut butter person. I'm glad you gave me cookie dough.
Honey crisp apples and a lot of water.
Yeah,
and
honey
then crisp apples I just now. Let it go and we'll figure out the rest.
All right. That's where I can do a little cashew butter or something on my apples. But I feel like, you
it's
know what
very,
we do?
I know. It's very bland. It's very
yeah,
boring.
Yeah. You need something a little it's a zhuzh. Zombie apocalypse.
A little. Okay. So can I be honest?
Yeah. You're supposed to be honest.
Okay. I have my little zombie apocalypse stash that was just my little medicinal, my little mints or my little droppers that just elevate.
Just elevate the experience and being able to handle all the zombies coming at you.
That's exactly right. So as long as I have those goodies in my goodie bag,
all right,
I'm good.
All right, I'll give you that.
Okay.
All right, Janine, you're up. Oh. How would you prepare for the zombie apocalypse?
I would definitely build a nuclear fallout shelter, mm-hmm. like underground, for
Agree.
Sure.
Agree.
For sure. And right? then I would stock it with unlimited Celsius and Slim Jims.
You always have a Celsius. You do always
yes.
have a Celsius.
Yeah, today she got a little gift, though, of something else.
I did.
Rain energy.
Yes.
Rain energy.
Rain
okay.
energy. I definitely. And tequila.
Oh,
sure.
okay. There
and
you go. Tequila
red
for
wine,
sure, right?
Because I love my red wine.
Okay.
And then I think I would make an unlimited movie supply somewhere. Like I would.
But there's no like electricity. Or
I would have a generator. It's a nuclear fallout shelter. I would have.
Well, that's true. You're going to be in a shelter.
I would
okay.
be, yeah. Like I would have to have some kind of tricked out.
Yeah, you need movies because the producers of all the Netflix, they're going to be done too. They're going to be right. eaten by zombies.
I say we make a run on the library and go to
the library is a good place to hang out, right? In a zombie yeah. apocalypse.
Yeah, but I say maybe we just go and grab the DVDs and VHSs and some really
that's a good
some
idea.
Harold Robbins books.
That's
if you'd
a good idea, actually. I forget that they have all that stuff.
Exactly. Hopefully, they haven't digitized it yet.
Yeah,
because that would really.
But they keep some of that old stuff, no?
I think so. I think it's probably in the safe.
Exactly. Yeah. Don't they have like microfiche and stuff? Remember
I
those?
Think so. Oh my god!
I would
have a book report, and I'd have to go to the library and use the microfiche.
And you had to go into that yellow brownish file cabinet to
yep.
find that card. I miss those days.
I know. What does microfiche stand for? What does that mean?
Keep
okay,
talking.
Janine, you Google this. All right, my answer.
Yes,
I do like her idea of the fallout shelter, right? Mm-hmm. Underground. The only thing is, I don't know, they all fall in. I don't know. Anyway, yeah. But see, I have this weird thing where I guess that's the like little Jewish girl in me that's got the I need 100 underwears and towels. I don't use a towel twice. Everybody that knows me knows I do not use a towel twice. I will do all the laundry, but I will not use a towel twice.
Wow. Interesting.
So I feel like I would stock up on like a million underwears and towels. And like I travel, if I go away for 5 days, I bring 10 underwear. I feel like you have to have two
That's
a day.
That's why we're friends.
You have to have two a day.
At least.
Okay. There's that. Plus, of course, the answer that I think everybody that listens to this podcast knows, Twizzlers, Jack Daniels, and underwear and towels.
And okay. you're good.
And I'm good. I feel
you're
like then
go.
I'm good.
That's
maybe
right.
a hot guy. Maybe like a hot
yeah.
guy.
Or maybe one on standby or something like that.
Yeah. You know? I'm trying to think who. Eric from True Blood. I've been rewatching True Blood because I'm bored. Eric from True Blood. I'd be cool with that.
Not too shabby.
But yeah, pretty much underwear, Twizzlers, towels, and Jack Daniels. And I'm good.
And microfiche.
And okay. microfiche. And microfiche.
So microfiche
gives me something to read.
Spelled microfiche. And the literal dictionary term for microfiche is a flat piece of film containing micro photographs of the pages of a newspaper catalog or other documents.
So where do they get fiche?
I think instead of saying micro photographs, they just microfiche is, I'm not sure, but it sounds reminds me of fish.
That's what yeah. I was thinking, or like those like silverfish.
Oh, well, I hate those things.
I think a linguist probably came up with that word just to sound
It probably means
fancy.
Like something fancy in some
Completely.
Language, right?
I feel like it was created, I don't know, in England or
Correct.
Somewhere,
there's got to be something.
Somewhere that's got.
It's much more fabulous than right. the United States of Ohio. The United States of Ohio. I'm from Ohio, so I said that. The United States of America,
That's
where
exactly
we
right.
say whatever on makeup words.
Yeah, where somebody was wearing an ascot, maybe.
I think that sounds good, right?
Yeah, I think so.
With a handlebar mustache,
Completely.
Maybe?
Completely. And
right.
a cap.
And a cap. Exactly. And knickers.
Yeah.
Yeah, and knickers. All right.
Yeah.
So I think we have solved all of the zombie apocalypse issues for the day. Oh, toothpaste. I forgot toothpaste.
The most important thing.
Yeah, because I always wonder, like, when I love The Walking Dead, so I'm like thinking, how dirty are they? Like deodorant?
Yeah.
And I'd be one of those people that would go to a zombie apocalypse with 10 suitcases because of all my wares. And then I would be like, okay, maybe we need soap, we need bottled water, and I need toothpaste.
And I will add...
And deodorant.
Flossers.
Flossers.
Very important.
Yes.
Your oral health is probably one of the most important things.
It is.
Really.
Exactly.
At least 2 times a day.
Exactly.
Brusher. And there's nothing worse than getting one of those midday square bars stuck in your teeth. Or the licorice.
The licorice, exactly. I mean, it does cause cavities, too much sugar. So I wouldn't want that, because then how do you find a dentist in a zombie apocalypse? This could go on for days, this conversation.
It really could.
Just fascinating shit, right?
Yeah, it is.
All right, you guys. So that ends our phenomenal episode of, what are we on now? 18, 19, something like that. A high-octane real estate. I know, high-octane real estate. So here's the thing. So you've got to follow, share, download, and leave me a 5-star review, or I'm going to hunt you down.
And you don't want that.
You definitely don't want that. Talk to you next time.